Hello, hello. You're welcome to another episode of the Lanre Agboluwaje Show with your host, Lanre Agboluwaje. We're on episode 29, Secret Societies, the fifth in the episode, The Illuminati. Enjoy. Hope you've been great. Hope everything has been good with you. Hope life is good. Hope you're showing empathy to those who deserve empathy, sympathy. It's not really very necessary. Empathy is more of a thing that you should aim for. Anyways, without much ado, today's episode is The Illuminati. Enjoy. The story of the Illuminati begins in Bavaria in 1776 with the founding of a society by Adam Weishaupt. His aim was to perfect both society and the individual, yet centuries later the Illuminati have been at the center of extraordinary allegations of conspiracy. This story unpicks the true story of who the Illuminati are and their continuing influence today. History of the Illuminati. Several very different groups throughout history have been known as the Illuminati or the Illuminated Ones, including early Christians who were thought to receive enlightenment on their baptism. Followers of the Swedish philosopher Emanuel Swedenborg were also sometimes called Illuminati. However, the famous organization, usually known as the Illuminati or the ancient Illuminated Seers of Bavaria, was initially called the Order of Perfectibilis. It was founded by a young professor of natural and canon law at the University of Ingolstadt in Bavaria on 1st May 1776. He was Adam Weishaupt, 1748 to 1811 or 1830, a Jew brought up as a Catholic who converted to Protestantism. He was the first non-cleric to hold this post at the university and soon found himself in conflict with Catholic priests and academics. He had become fascinated by the pagan mysteries and the work of Pythagoras. He joined the Freemasons in 1774, but was not impressed by their commitment to esoteric inquiry. Weishaupt, progressive freethinker. His aim was to perfect both the world and the individual, hence the original name of his order. The usual name came from his aim of illumination, enlightening the understanding by the Son of Reason, which will dispel the clouds of superstition and of prejudice. He could be said to have been at the forefront of the Age of Reason or the Enlightenment. As his ideas developed, he became a radical free thinker. Weishaupt believed that the world could be perfected if nations and religions were abolished. He was opposed to monarchies in particular. Ultimately, his intent was to do away with all social structures, including private property and marriage. With such a stance, it is perhaps surprising that the Illuminati lasted for as long as they did. It has been said that Weishaupt, who had been educated by Jesuits, organized the Illuminati as a deliberate copy of them. Much as he came to loathe their beliefs, he was deeply impressed by their strict discipline. Certainly, the Illuminati were founded as a society to promote liberal and progressive beliefs in direct contrast to the Jesuits. The organization. Members of the Illuminati were organized into cells who reported to an unknown superior, thus preserving secrecy, but also maintaining a distance between lower grade and higher grade members, or in the phraseology of some Rosicrucian groups, those in the outer and inner courts. Indeed, although he had found no deep spirituality in the Masonic lodge he joined earlier, Westhoft was a firm believer in the secret doctrines, the ancient wisdom teachings, and he believed lay at the heart of both Freemasonry and Rosicrucianism, the organized churches he believed had lost the original deeply esoteric spiritual teachings of Christianity. The Illuminati began with Westhoft and four friends in 1776. By 1779, there were 54 members in five lodges known as colonies around Bavaria. At that point, it began to expand outside Bavaria, largely by infiltrating and taking over existing Masonic lodges. 5 years later, it had some 650 members in lodges around Germany, Austria, Hungary, Bohemia, Switzerland, and northern Italy. A failure of a coup and the end of the order. The policy of taking over Masonic lodges seems to have extended to an attempt to take over an entire order, the Rites of the Strict Observance, founded by the Baron Karl Gotthelf von Hund in 1754. By the time von Hund died in 1776, the year the Illuminati were founded, his order was in decline, largely because of his unknown superiors had never made themselves or their secrets known. Westhoft himself joined the Strict Observance in 1777. Von Hund's successor as head of the order, Ferdinand Duke of Brunswick, called the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in 1782 to rule on whether there had been any unknown superiors, that is, genuine links to the Knights Templar. There were delegates from many Masonic orders and from the Illuminati. Policy of taking over Masonic lodges. By then, however, it seems that the Illuminati policy of taking over Masonic lodges had become known, and their attempt to control the rites of the Strict Observance failed. The revolutionary beliefs of the Illuminati were also becoming rather too well known, despite its structure as a secret society. Church and state were united against them. In 1784, Karl Theodor, Elector of Bavaria, banned all secret societies. In 1785, the Illuminati were specifically named as a seditious group. Westhoft lost his post at the university and was banished from Bavaria. In 1786, the Bavarian authorities seized a great deal of Illuminati documentation and clamped down on his members, most of whom fled the country. Westhoft settled in Gotha in Saxony, where he received a pension from Duke Ernst II. He taught philosophy at the University of Göttingen and wrote books. Without his leadership, the Illuminati quickly died out, despite a couple of attempts by members to rekindle it. It had lasted in mere 10 years, although its reputation continues to this day. Most of the information that is left on the Illuminati that's available to me here on the show is more of Illuminati myths and conspiracy theories. I don't think it would be a wise good of time, of my time or anybody's time, to really indulge in some of these myths and theories, conspiracy theories, and unconvincing claims. I think it's better to have a straight chain of thought, understanding what the Illuminati are, the fact that they still live on today, though revered, they're still one of the most secretive secret societies that ever existed. You've been listening to the Lanre Agboluwaje Show, episode 29, Secret Societies, The Illuminati, the sixth in the series. Until next time, take care and God bless.